This is Hitchhiking Off the Map. Today, the first of three shows devoted to a fantasy journey. How does a person who's never taken any risks, really personal risks, take that first little step that changes their whole world?
Tap Dancer is a show we produced when we were still in Philadelphia, so that's where it's set, and where we knew some investment brokers, so it's about an investment broker, and where our own lives continued going through amazing changes, so that's what it's about.
Romantic comedy to cliffhanger with subversive political agenda. And like our lives, it's in episodes, 6 half-hours, so today we'll present the first two, next time two more, and next time, it all works out.
This is Tap Dancer.
No, we're not going to see much growth in that, I don't think. The first quarter looks pretty good.
He's on another line. Could you hold? Thank you. Hello, Stips and Associates. Yes, Mr. Leonard is on several lines right now. Could he return your call? Hello, Stips and Associates.
This is an atypical story. Of course, my perspective is skewed in that I was involved as hero or fool, according to whichever headline. Neither being a comfortable role for a fairly successful, conventional investment broker to fill. There's not a controversial necktie on my rack. But there's no way to gauge the hazards when you take that first step of becoming a tap dancer.
The Independent Eye presents Tap Dancer, a dramatic misadventure in 6 episodes. Episode 1, The Condor Will Be Almost Free.
Dweeb.
You nut. Okay. The only second baseman to steal 2 bases in each of 2 games in each of 2 World Series. I'll hold.
I know it. Yeah. I know it. Don't tell me. I don't know it. Hell, 8 years I spent in college mastering baseball trivia.
Well, college is the low point of learning curve. You bottom out,
and then suddenly get ready to graduate, and you think, holy moly, I'm a dummy. Sheer terror. Then that survival instinct kicks in. You go to grad school.
Yeah, or follow the dotted line. And
conservative ties.
Conservative neckties, which mask your ignorance till you rise high enough to have no need of knowing anything. Yeah, why don't I ring back? Yeah, okay, I'll hold.
Ken, I know you're busy, but hell, I'm entitled. It's 4 years.
Yeah, while I'm waiting for one of those famous 2 a.m. Hello, Kenneth calls.
Last time, hell.
Last time you didn't sound so good.
Divorces depress me, baby.
You look good, though. Lillian, switch line 4 to Jerry, thanks.
I'm great, yeah. Wendy, she's in Connecticut now.
Oh, yeah.
1,000 miles from Chicago, so we get along fine with the kids, so that's where I come through. Spring break, so I drove east. See the kids. I thought, hell, why not surprise you?
You did. Was that plaster or something? Something fell?
No, because you're the only cat I stay in touch with, you know, from college, because you still think I'm a genius. Yeah. Of course, I am a genius, just hibernating.
Now, offering 5 for 5 intel, that's very promising. Okay.
Hey, you're busy. Can I get the hell out of here?
No. Yes. Okay, listen, dinner, okay? You like Jamaican food, sweet potato pie?
Oh.
No, don't react. Just try it. Nice little restaurant, very informal, 6:30. I'm on 3, Lillian, ask him to hold. And I'm on hold. Gridlock. Lillian, my 11 o'clock, that has to move. Tell Henry I'll call him. Tell him I'm practicing. I really am. And Lillian, call Tiffany. I can't make it for dinner. I mean, tell her I'm wallowing in guilt. And, right, not Tiffany, Marianne. I'm I'm sorry to ask you to make my personal calls, but I'm chicken, okay?
Man, you got a sex life going,
I think there's some sex involved. I forget. I'll check my pulse. Mr. Galter, hi. What I can do is send you a Forbes article on the whole divestiture issue. It makes a case that with toxic waste, divestiture may actually harm the cause it's designed to help. And could you hold... Oh, hell, how did you get through? Henry, look, I'm going to have to cancel again. This is tacky. Henry, I know it's tacky, but I've got an old college friend here. He's a genuine artist like you, a jazz musician, and I haven't said a word to him, and tap dancing must sometimes yield to the march of capitalism.
Tap dancing?
I'm a tap dancer.
Oh.
Henry, I've got a client on one line, someone I totally forgot on the other, and my girlfriend is about to resign her status, and I'll call you back, Henry. Poor Henry. I'll explain. 6:30, 22nd and Locust, Ruth's Jamaican Cafe. Ruth is highly spiced. You can't miss her.
Kenneth, be warned. Where I arrive, things fall apart. The center does not hold. Who's that damn second baseman?
That's your homework.
I'm going to seduce your secretary, man. What's her name?
Lillian. Mr. Galter, yes, no, I don't have...
Oh, Lillian.
Mr. Galter, right. My personal opinions don't enter into my investment advice, so I'm suggesting in terms of the ethics, whatever, I'd look at the quality of the investment, and it's up to your trustees to decide what they want to do as far as manning the barricades. Okay? Thanks. Just buy the stock, Mr. Galter. Just make money.
Lillian Hubbard. Now into year number 2 at Stipson Associates. After a succession of marvelous, fulfilling, fast-track advancements, it was such relief to find a lowly job I could turn off at 5 p.m. Ken Leonard's secretary. Sales assistant, they call us. He's an okay guy. He's very... okay. Though I don't especially enjoy calling his girlfriends to break dates, which means he doesn't keep girlfriends long. And the usual excuse is business, though it may have something to do with the fact that he regards himself, perhaps correctly, as a very boring guy.
I tell people, them that listen, that yeah. Ken Leonard was my best friend in college.
Yeah.
Because he was fully aware how boring he was.
Except for his knowledge of baseball.
So what's this tap dancing gig?
Oh, you like the food?
Fried banana pizza. Educational.
Hey, adventurous. Come on. You're an artist of the cutting edge.
Cutting edge artists eat Fruit Loops. I gotta ask you something.
Yeah. I'm a tap dancer. Oh. I'm trying to be a tap dancer. I think this is going to be a major improvement in my life. I have this problem. When I get involved with someone of the opposing sex, they start having problems with their eyes. They can't see me. I blend into the walls.
You're not as dull as you used to be.
Yeah, well, but the competition is tougher. People have VCRs. Now, I was drumming my fingers in meetings, you know, so some joker gave me a gift certificate for 6 tap dance lessons. And I accepted the challenge. Frankly, I thought it might be a way to meet girls. And I did.
Yeah.
2 8-year-olds.
And again, toe, heel, flap, flap, shuffle, ball, change. This is remarkable, Mr. Leonard. Could we have a toe, toe, toe? Thank you. Now a heel, heel, heel. The Nazi version. Less vehement, please.
Henry, I don't know if this is the right time for this.
Oh,
but,
try me.
This is the last of my 6-lesson package.
Yes. Oh, God, thank you.
And I would really like to continue.
Would you? Yes. Basic combination.
Listen, I need some advice. I got an inheritance. I got like a bundle, and I don't know anything about investments.
Charlie, listen, I don't give advice to friends for the same reason surgeons don't do heart transplants at parties.
Oh, come on.
I'll tell you some people to talk to. Come on, entertain me. Be crazy.
Hey, Kenny.
Look, I had a rich uncle. Honest to God, a rich uncle. He left me $50,000. Now I could invest it, right? Help on the child support, or I could quit my goddamn nauseating job, which I hate.
You said you loved your job.
I do. Great job. Too great. I'll be there forever, man, making a living, dying. High school, my God, wasn't I supposed to be a genius or something? 20 years old, jazz concerto commissioned by the Milwaukee Symphony, half the audience split. I mean, that's genius. So what I could do... I quit teaching, I could have a year, maybe two, see if I could really make music.
Well, I say quit.
That's what I could do. I'm on spring break. I got a whole week. I know a couple guys around here. I might hook them up, jam a little piece, see how it feels. I can't do that in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's high school, man. That's
stupid. Just to be
stupid.
I'm going to stay a week.
Great.
Hotel. Hotel. Great. I'll call you. Hey, I'll take the check. I'm rich.
No, but you can tell me the name of the catcher that Dorothy Wills stole the most bases off in his record-breaking season.
Me, man. It was definitely me.
Charlie Pedretti was 4 years older than Ken. He'd been the RA in Kenneth's dorm, and they shared a mad devotion to baseball and to Charlie. He set a campus record for staying in grad school, then he married, lived off his wife, put together bands, which fell apart, then she got pregnant, so he went to summer school, got his certification, high school teaching job, got divorced. All of which he told me while drooling on my keyboard.
Why don't you have a car, man?
I have a car. I put it in storage. I don't like mobility.
You'll love this group. Guy plays bass. He's from Chicago. He does a solo with his teeth.
Damn.
What?
That billboard. Look at that. America is Burgerland. That kind of thing, that offends me.
This land is your land. This land is Burgerland.
I don't know why. I've never felt... I mean, I'm not an idealist. I'm fundamentally motivated by money and success, but within that framework, I mean, do you use the system or do you just trash it?
I bitch at it. I want to get co-opted by the system. I mean, really sell out. So then I not only bitch at it, but also bitch about getting co-opted and then also pay the rent. Best of both worlds.
What I wish I could do... Yeah, somebody ought to come down here some night with some spray paint and a ladder and do something about that billboard.
And you're the cat who said go for it.
What?
Telling me go for it. So when did you ever go for it? What about your secretary?
Lillian?
Did you ever go for it?
Don't be gross.
So give me her phone number.
I don't have it. Or I can't give it out. One of those.
We've uncovered a secret longing here.
I don't... date subordinates. I have strict guidelines.
And this is the guy telling me, go for it. Let me explain it, Ken. You're not a Ken. You're a Kenneth. You'll always be Kenneth. I pride myself on being Charlie, but deep down there's these secret fears that I might be a Charles. Concerto for Keyboards and Traffic by Charlie Pedretti. Old Charlie went for it, yeah. I had three bands. They all fell apart. I ain't played in 2 years, man. All I do, my daughters, I see maybe once a year. I send them funny little ding-brang-wah-wah tapes whenever I get drunk enough to sit all night and do it. Tap dancing, whatever. It's no salvation, Kenneth. Just go to the doctor so he can make you get old.
Oh, would you let me out here? I have to make a phone call.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm all
screwed
up.
No, you hit a nerve.
No, hey, I'm doing a deconstruction here.
No, listen, it's fine. Just let me out here, right here. Oh, here. Give me a call.
You'd love this group, man. Hey, insulting you is what our friendship's all about.
No problem, really. Just call me, okay?
Hey, I will. Hey, it was Red Shandienst, wasn't it? Cardinals.
Hey, you'll never know.
Jackie Robinson. Lou Boudreau. Billy Martin. Gustav Mahler. Hop along.
Lillian? This is Kenneth.
Huh?
Ken. Kenneth. Listen, I'm sorry to call you at home, but are you busy right now? I need to talk about something. Business related.
I was paying bills or something. Throwing bottles at the wall.
Yeah, I really need to see you. Listen, could I meet you somewhere? Is there a bar around there?
Oh, I couldn't deal with a bar right now.
Personal problems? Listen, do you have a car?
I don't want to lose my parking place.
How about a doorway?
Not much. Upscale warehouses. Well, there's a...
Pinnacle Roofing. I'd see you flashing the shot.
I'm Chelsea. $4.99 the first minute and $2.99
Hello?
For every
minute.
Hello?
You can give it to
yes.
me as long as we can.
There's an experimental theater down the street. They're doing something loud.
I'll meet you there. We can talk in the lobby.
This is Kenneth Leonard. The Kenneth Leonard, stockbroker, normal person?
yeah.
Okay. It's called The Nut House. Uh-huh. New underground theater, 15th and South.
Yeah, I'm there.
So you are.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
I really appreciate it.
Show's gonna start.
What's the show?
It's a deconstruction of the income tax form.
I keep hearing this term. No, here, we don't want to see the show, but I'll give you the money and get nothing for it, okay? That's appropriate to the subject. Well.
So?
I just really needed to talk.
Well, might start by saying something. They started.
Well, to be perfectly frank, what I was thinking is that we might go out to a bar, have some drinks, and then I'd get up enough courage to ask to come back to your apartment and spend the night.
Oh. That was the business-related matter?
It's related. It's totally counter to my business practice.
Yeah, really sexist. I mean, yike. Well... The problems with that are, first, I would never, ever, no way, date someone at my place of employment, much less my supervisor. Second, I'm already seeing someone. Third, frankly, you're very nice, but you're kind of boring.
Even this?
No, true. I can't call this boring. Unforgivable, maybe, not boring. Are they okay in there? They're doing Schedule A.
I know this is uncharacteristic. I'm getting very strange impulses.
You are indeed.
The tap dance lessons, and then I keep thinking plaster's falling.
Huh?
And then my college friend, we were going to listen to music, and he started to question my lifestyle, and he mentioned you, and suddenly I got very horny, so to speak.
I get that crap all the time.
This feature on NPR, it was about the California condor. We almost killed all the condors. There were about 20 left. So they captured them all, every one, to get the broadest possible gene pool, and they managed to breed them in captivity. So now there are more condors, and they're gradually returning them to the wild. This enormous, sweeping bird, bigger than eagles, and he'll be free. But they wind up with Of course, his habitat will never be outside the shadow of man, so this means that now the condor will be almost free. Almost free.
Almost free.
You know I'm taking tap dance?
I do therapy for your instructor. I call to cancel. He works through his rejection trauma.
Could I show you something?
In public? That's awful.
I love it. I just do.
I was in a musical once.
Penalty of perjury.
You want a drink? There's nothing around here. I'm two blocks strictly for a drink.
Oh, yeah.
Talk, so on.
If we could just kind of jump ahead about 3 hours and find out what happens.
The thing about the crash in 29 was it didn't cause the depression, but it was a body blow to a very soft economy. The Fed actually encouraged margin speculation financed by the major banks. Is this boring?
Yes.
No, what's very interesting is what happened next.
What's happening next?
The Fed's philosophy was that total disaster was just a necessary corrective. The Secretary of the Treasury said that the thing was to liquidate labor, liquidate stocks, liquidate farmers, liquidate real estate. And they did.
More wine.
There's a rhythm to it.
Rhythm. This is a very unusual scene for me.
The person you're involved with, is that a problem here? I mean, if I'm here...
Oh, no. She always calls first. Well, this was the other problem, I guess. But since I ignored the others, I mean, is that a problem?
No, I...
It's what I'm doing right now. I'm not religious about it. I mean, it's not like macrobiotics. I don't know if I'm gay, but I'm very entertained.
Well, no, I guess the question is, what role exactly do I play? Would I potentially play in your lifestyle?
Lifestyle? You started out just plain horny. Why don't you ride the Dow Jones? Fluctuate.
I never... thought of the Dow Jones as a role model. Fluctuate.
Mm. Fluctuate.
And you're tuned to 105 WHYO, and you know why.
Lillian? Lillian?
Who do you expect?
What are we going to do?
Well, why don't you call me and we'll figure out what we haven't already done.
I mean, in regard to the office, I've had very strict guidelines.
So have I.
Not to have a relationship with subordinates. I mean, not in the sense of you being subordinate, but what the hell do we do, so to speak?
Zip me up. And then why don't we just go to work and be nice to each other and bitch and kvetch the way we always do?
Please understand, I'm sailing very strange waters.
It's the tap dancing.
How about supper tonight?
I'm going to be late. Just close it. It'll lock. I said call me.
I'm calling.
I'm late.
Lillian.
Kenneth.
This is
just terrific.
Oh.
What exactly is signified by drumming your fingers? Total boredom? Some seismic disturbance brewing inside? March 24th, 25th, my crazy friend showed up. I perpetrated performance art. I violated my guidelines.
Hello?
Hi, dinner tonight?
Kenneth? No, I'm sorry. I have plans.
How about tomorrow?
I don't know yet. Give me a call. Bye.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Listen, this is a bad time. Can I call you back?
Hi.
I said I'd call you.
Again, Leonard.
This is Lillian. Returning your call.
That was 3 days ago.
I'm in demand.
Well, it's not the easiest thing sitting 3 days waiting for a call from the outer office.
I guess that's why you don't date subordinates.
Well, okay, how about Jamaican food?
Okay, mango pizza, sure.
6 o'clock, great. Lillian, this is kind of crazy, but... You have any spray paint?
Spray paint?
I'll pick some up.
My God. What are we planning here?
And I bought 4 spray cans of black high-gloss enamel. These were days of decision when I rarely regretted my resolve to become a tap dancer.
Tap dancer. Tap dancer.
Tap dancer. Tap dancer. Tap dancer.
And again, 1, 2, 3, flap, flap. No, 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 no. Oh, no. Oh, oh.
No!
You're not killing large frogs. You're dancing. 1, 2, 3. You're horrible. What are you doing to me? Float, float lightly. Float, float.
You were listening to episode 1 of Tap Dancer. Coming up, episode 2. This is Hitchhiking Off the Map.